Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
And today it's Fathers on Fatherhood. Kevin Swanson here, father of five, Mike Side with you on Generations. Whatever happened to fatherhood? 35% of children born without fathers. It's not like I haven't said that before on this program. Up from 5% just 40 years ago, and it's only getting worse year by year. Almost every day of my life, ladies and gentlemen, I'm working with single moms whose husbands walked away. They're victims of treacherous fathers who abandoned their homes. It happens all the time. Millions more fathers may be in the home, but they're distant non-players in their homes. And this is all across Western culture. This is Japan. This is Germany. This is Sweden. This is Finland. This is America. Dads AWOL. Dads who have no idea what it is to be a dad. In many cases, dads are disengaged and uninvolved. And folks, we are all part of this culture. We cannot say that we have been immunized entirely from the culture in which we swim. So today's program, we are going to explore the issue of what is a father. What is a man? Now, there are many false notions out there today, silly caricatures of what it is to be a real man. Some out there, and you know who they are, identify masculinity as passionate and adventurous, wild and untamed. Now, where did they get that? Where in the Bible do we hear about a husband and a father being wild and untamed? Now, this kind of word brings up connotations of autonomy, that is, being a law to oneself, that is, being one who is against the law of God and the fatherhood of God. God's idea of a man is one who submits to God, one who follows God, one who follows God as their father, not one who is in perpetual rebellion. See, the problem is this. The Bible defines character by action, not by mere words. So those actions are specifically related to life's duties. Thus, a man who wants to be a man, God's man, as defined biblically, is a man who plays the proper role in his family, in his church, and in his state, in his community. In other words, we're going to understand what it is to be a man when we start doing the kinds of things God wants us to do in His Word. Not by being wild and untamed, but by doing the things that He wants us to do in His Word. Let me make this very simple. I did not learn how to be a father by hanging out at Promise Keepers events or men's retreats. Now, I like men's retreats and Promise Keepers, but I didn't learn to be a man that way. I learned to be a man by doing Deuteronomy 6-7. You say, well, what is Deuteronomy 6-7? Well, it's, fathers, teach your children God's word as you sit in your house, as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down. As I began to do that, I began to understand what it was to be a father. As I began to do 1 Corinthians 14:35, where God says, hey, be a resident theologian in your home. Your wife has a question. Your children have a question about God's word. You better be able to have an answer for them. So as I learned to be a resident theologian, as I learned to explain God's word to my family, I learned what it was to be a man. 1 Timothy 2:6 says, I would that men everywhere pray with the lifting up of holy hands in the churches. Well, as I stood up in my church, lifted up holy hands, and began to pray, I began to learn what it was to be a man. It's just that simple. Folks, today we are going to revive fatherhood on Generations, and I believe that this will be the single most important element, practical element, in reviving our families, our culture, our entire civilization. This program is bound to change the way we live. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. Thirty-five percent of children born without fathers, a huge percentage more, do not live with their fathers or have been abandoned by their fathers, at least emotionally. Hundreds of millions of dads don't have a clue what it means to be a dad, and yet there they are. They have a child with their DNA. You're a dad. So today we're hitting ground zero on relevance on this program, Generations. My name's Kevin Swanson, and today we have Norm Wakefield tuned in with us on the phone lines, and he heads up Spirit of Elijah Ministries down in San Antonio, Texas. And Norm, you're keynoting in June at the Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference. What are you speaking on?
Well, I primarily would be speaking on what it takes to train and equip men to lead their families, to have a heart turned toward the Lord as well as turned toward their children, to prepare the next generation.
And you know, Norm, that's a desperate need today. We need fathers whose hearts are turning back to their children. What's the process?
Well, I think first the process is a heart turning to the Lord. Kevin, the spirit of Elijah, Elijah the prophet, his first and foremost ministry was to turn the hearts of the men of Israel back to God. In fact, whenever he and the prophets of Baal had their encounter on Mount Carmel, the people yelled afterwards, Elijah, which means Yahweh is God. It was a turning of their hearts back to God. So that when they see God and get to know him as a father and God shares his heart with them, it naturally would turn their hearts to their children because they want to express to the next generation what they have learned in their knowledge of God. and actually knowing him personally.
Now, as you look at the millions of fathers across America, there is no question in my mind, Norm, that there are so many fathers who have not a clue what fatherhood is. They know how to spell the word. It's all kinds of dads. I was in Fort Worth several months ago, and they asked me at this conference to do something for dads. Well, this huge 6'7", 240-pound guy shows up after the speech, and he says, you know, I've been successful in my business. I've got lots of employees. But I am a zero at fatherhood. My children don't like me. I'm not a husband. My wife, she doesn't submit it. My home's a wreck. I'm good in business. My home's a wreck. Do you think that's unusual?
I think that's pretty normal. I've asked everywhere I speak, and I've spoken all the way around, you know, all around the country in many different venues. And it's a question I ask often: is do you want to lead your families? And almost 100% of the men will say yes. Then there's a but. And the but is, but I don't know how to do it.
And that's what this guy said. He says, can you tell me what I can do tomorrow? I want to change this area of my life. What can I do tomorrow? What would you tell him?
That one, I would commend him that, you know, he wants to do it. I would say, secondly, that they can be equipped. They can be trained. It's not like we are not without wisdom from God's Word and without tools. And, of course, specifically, that's my ministry with the Spirit of Elijah Ministries, is to produce resources that actually are hands-on. Here's how you be a dad. Here's how you be a husband.
Part of fathering, Norm, includes spending time with your children.
Sure.
And what does a father do with his children who's never done anything before with his children? Well, I mean, he knows that he needs to start being a father. And he knows he needs to start spending some time with his children. What does he do with that time?
That's a great question, Kevin. I think it would depend on the age of the children. If they're younger than 12, I would say the most important thing is to spend time enjoying them. You're building a relationship that's going to lay the foundation for the more, shall we say, more hands-on, specific, detailed teaching in their teen years. And so it's important to have their hearts when they're children. So I would say, one, the way you get their hearts is spending time with them, playing with them, enjoying them, but also disciplining them, taking time to teach them about life. I think time teaching them God's Word, obviously, as a Christian father, because we're to communicate to our children that we love God and His Word more than anything else.
As your child gets older, as he gets up to 12, 13, 14 years old, now you're beginning to mentor him more into life, aren't you?
That's correct. You think about, I usually tell men when they'll ask that question, well, what should I do with my son? I say, well, what do you wish that you had known before you became a father and a husband? Just look at that and say, okay, that's what I want my children to know. So I looked at that in my own life, and so I began to use that as my curriculum and say, all right, I'm going to teach my son how to understand his own body and understand the dynamics of what it is to be a man, that a man isn't someone who uses women. A man is someone who serves in the name of the Lord, serves women, and protects them. For me, I have a series called Equipping Men, Practical Tools for Life's Issues, Kevin, that I deal with these main issues that I didn't get taught, or I got taught some, but I found that men really needed to be trained in. And leadership, like understanding jurisdictional principles and how God's running the universe, and then understanding how they fit in that, to teach their sons how they fit in the big picture. Leading with vision, how to lead a family and determine what God's vision is for that family, and then lead accordingly with a sense of humility and love and service.
Now, Norm, my son is 13 years old, and I continually envision what I want him to look like when he's 20. I look in the Word of God, and I find in 1 Corinthians 14 he needs to be a resident theologian in his home. That is, his wife has a question, a theology question. He needs to be able to answer it. I'm thinking, okay, well, we've got some theology to do. I think about the fact that he's got to provide for his family, 1 Timothy chapter 5, and I think, how do I get him from here to there? And as I begin to talk about what he's going to be when he's 18, 19, 20, it begins to develop an urgency in him that he's got to, you know, get his ducks in a row so that he will be able to feed his family when he's 18, 19, 20 years of age. And he begins to get motivated. He says, Dad, I'd like to start a business. I've got to make some money here.
That's great, Kevin. I think, you know, as they get older, that really becomes a motivation. I know with my son, one of the things that I learned probably from my own experience and failures is that there's no use looking for a girl to marry until you're ready to be a godly husband and father.
Right.
And so I told, you know, to say, you know, there's no use looking. Let's not even talk about it. We're not going there until we have finished getting you ready and you're prepared. Boy, was he motivated.
Yeah.
It was, you're exactly right.
And it's just as simple as just laying out the vision in front of him and say, this is where you got to be. And he, it's a lot of times boys will just, you know, say, okay, if that's the vision, then I've got to get there. And they will become visionaries and work to pursue that vision as well.
That's right.
And that's kind of the goal. You want, really what you're doing is you are just patterning a life for him, aren't you?
Yes, you're wanting to give him hope. One of the things that I will be speaking on, I believe, is in June at the convention there in Colorado, is the power of hope. A son's heart or a daughter's heart is going to go toward the one that gives him or her the most hope. I believe it's our role as fathers to be the hope instillers. We're giving them hope of being prepared for life. And if we give them more hope than anyone else, they will follow us to the ends of the earth.
A lot of fathers are listening to us today, and they're saying, man alive, this is all new to me. I have never been trained in this area of being a father. How does a father who's never been trained, how does he get a mentor? How is he mentored? I assume the church plays a role here somewhere, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly has the platform for it, Kevin. I wish I could say that all across America you could just go to any church and you're going to be trained as a father. Sad to say, I don't believe that's the case. In fact, in many churches, not only do they not encourage them in their fatherhood, they'll actually divide the family up with their programs to the point that the father doesn't have any time with his children. I think, on the other hand, on a more positive note, I believe coming from the church in general, God is providing many resources, and especially through the homeschooling movement, I believe, many resources that are equipping the men with practical tools to lead their families.
And that's a blessing, and certainly we're seeing a growing movement of towards fatherhood in this country. You've seen it yourself, haven't you, Norm?
Absolutely. It's an exciting movement, I believe. More and more men are saying, I want to know how to do this. I'm tired of failing in this area. Or families are in such chaos that the need is extremely intense. And so God, and I think in his compassion and his heart for us men here in America, even beginning with the Promise Keepers movement, has turned his heart toward us. And there are examples like my own ministry that I think are an expression of the Father's heart for men in America.
As you have recovered this concept of fatherhood in your own life, Norm, what have you learned? Has God been working on your character in this process?
It's transforming. Boy, that's quite a question, Kevin. I'm not sure I know how to answer all of that, but I find I'm being transformed on a day-by-day basis. I mean, my children are, I have three of my four children are married and have children. So we have 10 grandchildren right now. And
wow.
So I'm in almost another season of life where I'm fathering fathers now with my son-in-laws and my son. And I'm still learning about fatherhood. As I see them now, you know, go through this process, I am learning about myself. And learning that I still have to turn my heart to my children. You know, there's this idea that, boy, if I can just get them to 18, I'm done. Fatherhood is a lifelong process. And, in fact, it intensifies, I've found, because now you're fathering fathers and you're wanting to pass on to them that heart for the next generation so they'll turn it to the next generation and begin to train and equip them. That's when it gets exciting because it's... You're seeing it duplicated in, you know, two generations down.
Norm, I tell you, I think this is the good life from personal testimony. I know you can testify to that. When you're face up in your deathbed, you're not thinking, man, I wish I spent more time in the office and less time for my kids and my grandchildren. That's not what anybody's going to be saying.
Life is so full when you're filling it with the most important relationships that you know are going to impact generations to come. And you know that's going to happen when you pour your life into your children, your grandchildren. And you realize, too, that, you know, at least for my generation, I think we've made a lot of mistakes. And why waste a good mistake? Let's take it and use it and teach the next generation. And if we have their hearts, they will learn from us. And that makes life very encouraging and hopeful.
Norm, you've been very encouraging. Thank you for your time with us today.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to talk with you and to get to share the things that, by God's grace, He's working in my life as well as in many other men who are seeking Him.
And we will be looking forward to hearing Norm Wakefield keynoting at the Czech Family Conference this June. Please come down, join 5,000 moms and dads at this very important conference coming up June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Norm Wakefield from Spirit of Elijah Ministries today on Generations. We'll be back in just a moment. My name's Kevin Swanson. Stay tuned.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's chec.org. Ladies and gentlemen, Norm Wakefield. You can contact Norm at spiritofelijah.com. Spiritofelijah.com. Norm's got a bunch of great resources there for you. And let me encourage you to participate in this year's Home Educators Conference. I'm going to tell you from personal experience, there has been nothing in my life, in my family's life, to so significantly change the quality of my family as this Czech Family Conference. We've attended it ourselves 10 years. 10 years here in Colorado. This year, it is June 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. That's up at I-25 and 58th. Again, the Czech Family Conference, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Register now by calling 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK or check.org, C-H-E-C.org on the web. You can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. And you can hear it anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home. Call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
Looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy 100-mile panoramic views of the Continental Divide 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Your children will have a fabulous time horse riding, swimming, and fishing. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call them at 800-227-9655.